from Illinois State University, the athletics director, Larry Lyons.
Good morning.
How you doing, Larry?
Beautiful day. How are you guys
doing?
It
is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day. We have we'll talk about a big series coming up this weekend with men's baseball. There's women's softball. There's baseball. I could just simply say baseball against Bradley. We'll talk a little golf. But first I want to talk about you being part of the NCAA baseball committee.
Yes.
Is that it? Are you going to fight for seasons changing in baseball so these cold weather states, and Illinois is a cold weather state, can have the advantages that some of the warm weather states have?
Well,
will that be a topic of conversation?
Well, if it is a topic of conversation, I'll certainly weigh in. I don't know if
you're not going to bring it to the floor.
Well, I don't know if it's if there's a overriding or groundswell to talk about that. It has come up before, and obviously the northern schools have wanted to push the season back. But that would push the College World Series back. There's a lot of factors that would come into play.
Not going to happen.
But you know, it every now and then it reaches the top of the discussion points. So if it comes up, I'll certainly weigh in.
So what do they talk about?
Well, the primary purpose of the committee is to evaluate college baseball and then come up with the 64 teams that are going to play in the NCAA baseball tournament. It's just like the men's basketball tournament. You hear so much about that one, obviously, because of March Madness. So
you're on a selection committee then?
I'm on a selection committee.
Okay.
It's a real honor to be named to this committee. And I'm literally looking forward to it. I want to see the inner workings of how the committee works. I've had some I've been orientated into how it works. We've already started conference calls to begin to evaluate teams up to this point in the season. There's several more calls that are made, and then Memorial Day weekend we'll go to Indianapolis and get in the room, and when we come out of the room we'll have a tournament to announce.
So, Memorial Day weekend,
yes.
You go to Indianapolis?
Yes.
Is the 500 part of the
we're working on Sunday.
How do you get a hotel room in Indianapolis on Memorial Day weekend?
Well, the NCAA, since their office is there, I think they hold a few for this.
But, all right.
There's 10 guys on the committee and then the NCAA staff, and again, I'm looking forward to working with these guys and again, seeing how it works.
Do you pay? So are you paying a lot more attention to college baseball this year than you have in the past?
Yes. I pay it. I'll go on websites and just check and see where conference standings are. I'm assigned to one region. We're all assigned to a region. And you really pay attention to your region. Obviously, I'm paying attention to the Valley, which I would normally do.
Yeah.
And then with ESPN3, I'll be somewhere. I'll flip my phone on or the iPad, and I'll just go scroll and see if there's a couple games on. Just to check, just to see if I only watch a half an inning or a couple innings, just to become more familiar with as many of the teams as I can, just so that I can, weigh in on the discussion and represent as best I can. And it's gonna be a lot of fun. I also volunteered to be at a super regional site because I want to see the back of the house before I get to Omaha, because I'm assigned to certain days in Omaha for the College World Series. But I've been to a regional, but as a participant when we went to Louisville a couple years ago. And it's different as a participant to see the workings, and I want to really dig in and see how the NCAA runs these events, so I'm more effective in Omaha.
Two-year commitment, okay.
Yep. So it's going to be fun.
So you're a rookie this year.
There's a couple other rookies, but I'm the last one that was named. Ron Prettyman, who was the AD at Indiana State, left Indiana State and went actually to the NCAA. He is running the championship. And I was nominated to fill his 2 years that are remaining on his term.
All right. Well, good for you. Do ISU proud.
We'll
All right.
Try.
A couple other things I want to talk about real quickly. Mm-hmm. Since we last met, another couple of departures for Illinois State University athletics. You had Shaquilla Fowler leaving ISU women's basketball. Mm-hmm. She was one of the shining stars of the basketball team.
Yeah, you know what? We're seeing the transfers in women's basketball almost to the same level as the transfers in men's basketball. You know, DePaul has transfers. Loyola's losing just about all of their team. The Big Ten, AC, it's all over the country. And she felt it would be in her best interest to find another spot. And
did she find another spot, or is she looking?
She's looking. I'm not aware that she has found anything. We don't release anybody to Valley Schools. That's a conference rule. Mm-hmm. You can't go unless there's extenuating circumstances. Anthony Bean went to play at Southern with his dad.
With his dad, right.
Of course, we're going to let him do that.
Well, I say he shouldn't have.
Yeah, but, you know, she's looking at some schools in Wisconsin and upper Midwest, and, you know, we wish her the best. If it's not a good fit for her, it's not a good fit. So, Full, let's move on. There was no, it was a, you know, amicable. I talked to her. I said, tell me about your experience and why you want to do this, and she was very articulate, and we said, okay, we wish you the best of luck.
Did and I don't, you're not going to get into specifics. Was she disenfranchised? Were things not what she expected?
I don't think so. She, you know, it was not. She liked her teammates. She liked the coaches. It just, at the end of the day, maybe it was system related. Maybe, I think she liked Illinois State. She just thought she could find
Where's she from?
She's from Milwaukee. She she could find a better
not
fit.
Not the weather. All right. So I bring this up because we had Brock's back on a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about recruiting, and this will stay with me forever. He says, I don't sugarcoat anything with these kids. No. I tell them it's going to be hard. It's going to be the hardest thing they've ever experienced. They're expected to do well in the classroom, and if they don't, there are consequences. I don't sugarcoat anything. I leave nothing behind. And we don't see people leaving his program.
No.
Do we need to focus more on that when recruiting these kids? Or is it such competitive, especially with basketball, you're only talking a few guys a year? Is it?
I think the cultures in the sport have a lot to do with it. And right now the culture in basketball in this country is it's transfers are a big part of it. And like I said, we're seeing it in the women just as much as we're seeing it in the men. And there's fewer players, so it's more there's more media around when you lose one of 13 as opposed to losing one of 90.
90, yeah.
Yeah, it makes a difference. But, Brock is, you could call it old school, but I think that's one of the things that makes him successful, particularly with parents, is this is how it's going to be, and it is going to be hard, but that young man's going to grow up, and we're going to get him to the graduation stage, and we're going to try and make him a better football player, and that's a win-win for most people. So,
yeah. A coach who is here for a cup of coffee leaves. Now he's going to Auburn.
Right.
Yeah. How do you say no to Auburn? But here's my thing. Is your word not good anymore? I mean, you can't take anyone for their word. I remember years ago, Larry, before I accepted a job at WBNQ, and a station out in Colorado called and offered me a job. And I said, you know what? I've left my current job in Princeton. I said, you know what? I just accepted at BNQ. I can't do it. And he's trying to talk me. I can't. Mm-hmm. Is that gone now? Am I that old? Am I an old man talking about the good old days, keeping your word? Man's word is.
I think to some extent that's true. You know, the difference in finances at an Auburn level versus an Illinois State level are, you know, that's documented.
That's true. Colorado wasn't offering me near as much money.
Yeah. and he's from the Southeast. So I can see where the family discussion comes into play. The thing that was most frustrating about that whole thing, and I don't blame Cameron for trying to go get a better deal for his family. It was a short period of time here, and you know this was a place he said he wanted to come to. But there's kind of an unwritten rule in college athletics that you call and ask permission to talk to somebody, or at least let the other school know that there might be an inquiry made into one of your employees. And that didn't happen, and that's frustrating. You know, odds are he's going to take, there's an interest, he's going to take it, but let's at least follow the rules a little bit there and just say, hey, we have an interest, and do you mind? And, of course, you're not going to say no because it's still about what's right for that guy. But, that's the frustrating part.
All right. On to a couple of other things here. Big weekend of baseball, ISU Bradley. Let's hope the weather cooperates.
Yeah, we need the weather to cooperate and have a nice crowd out there. We've had great crowds all year at baseball. It's a lot of fun out there. It's going to be parking's going to be a little tight. With commencement this weekend, particularly on Saturday. It's kind of the eye of the hurricane out there in the baseball stadium. It kind of spins around there because everything's happening in the arena. Doesn't mean that there's not parking available, and then kind of a cute little promotion going on.
Yeah, bike to the park.
Pedal to the park. our marketing folks have done a really nice job of coming up with some fun ideas and some unique promotions and that sort of thing. And they're going to have everybody gather in Uptown and have a nice little bike ride to the park, and we'll have a little bike corral for folks. And hopefully some folks will take advantage of it and enjoy a nice day at Duffy Bass Field.
All right. Golfer Trent Wallace.
How about that?
You find out where he plays when?
Tomorrow morning, the NCAA will announce the brackets for the men's tournament. Trent is a freshman from Joliet who won the Missouri Valley Men's Golf Tournament a week ago down at Prairie Dunes in Kansas. And as the medalist, and he wasn't on a team that was moving forward, the NCAA had recently changed its rules that the medalists are invited as to compete as individuals, which I think is a really good thing for college golf to reward those kids.
Yeah.
And he's a great kid. He's not your prototypical golfer. He's more of a little boxer. He's a fighter. He just gets the ball in the hole, which is really the object of the game.
No one told me that.
Yeah, it's not always pretty.
I'll write that down.
But he's a competitor, and that's just the.
You say
kid.
It's not always pretty. Is he like a Seve Ballesteros, missing the fairways but scrambling for pars and birdies?
If you were a guy who really understood the golf swing, you'd look at his golf swing or his grip, and you'd say, that's not quite right.
Really?
Jim Furyk doesn't have a great golf. It doesn't matter.
Tiger Woods doesn't have a great swing.
Yeah, right. But it doesn't matter because he gets the ball in the hole as quickly as he can. So.
Let's go play. Let's go. You play
it
once in a while?
Well, rarely, but yeah, let's do it.
We'll go from the back tees like those guys do.
Yeah, right. I'm just a freshman,
too.
I'm getting to the age that I can maybe move up one, you know.
There's nothing stopping you. No, yeah. They promote that. Play it forward, they
call
it.
Play it forward. But, I just need to be able to play. This whole baseball thing is going to kind of get in the way
for the next six weeks. Just killing you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to him.
Yes.
What else?
Softball's on the road for their last series this weekend at Northern Iowa.
Last series.
And then the next weekend they'll be in Southern for their tournament. And then Track's got some wrap-up stuff this week, and then they're in Terre Haute for their tournament in 2 weeks. And we're running out of time. Baseball only has three series to go. So
that's something. It seems now that the weather's nice,
right,
we're getting there anyway.
The spring events are starting to wrap up, and then we'll get into summer and start planning for that opening kickoff.
And season tickets are on sale now.
Season tickets are on sale. We've had a nice demand for those, and obviously some new folks. We're trying to get those and folks who wanted to change their seats. We're trying to work through that in our ticket office. And excited about
still a waiting list for the club seats.
Still a waiting list. It's a beautiful thing. There's demand there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great experience.
Yeah, it is a great experience.
All right. And was something going on? Do you rent that club out for private events? Evidently,
all the time.
Was something going on Saturday night? It was all lit up.
Probably a wedding. We've got.
Okay.
We have until we booked the next one. We had 19 scheduled for this calendar year.
Wow.
Weddings and rehearsal dinners. It's become very popular for that.
My sister's shower shower will be taking place up there in September.
It's a great place. And the ones that are later in the year, like say August, September, if they time it right, that might be with a football practice going on. So for the guys attending the wedding,
they'll love that.
They hang out on the rail and they watch practice. And then, you know what? The brides are okay with that because they think it's kind of cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had the month of April. I didn't hear the final count, but it was over 20 events in the club. And we, athletics, only had three or four of them. So that it's becoming a community asset, which is kind of it wasn't always intended to be that because it's a football stadium, but it's becoming a really neat venue for folks to have some kind of gathering.
Absolutely, a non-traditional revenue, as they say.
Yes,
so
yes.
You can always use it.
Yep.
All right, good talking to you,
good
Larry.
Good talking to you. You guys take care.